teacher. We come out, and straight up, there's like these full grown men, like full on fist fighting, like just decking each other. Like, it's just a huge group of people like gathered around them, and they're just like going nuts. And then, like, these other guys like come running in and like start like separating them. Like, dude, it's crazy. We just come out, we hear like all this like yelling, and like everybody's just like freaking out. We're like, what the heck's going on? And we walk over and find like grown men just beating each other. It was freaking crazy. Oh man, it was dope though. I'm like, what the heck, dude? I'll never see this again. But yeah, so that was pretty dope. So then, Thursday, let's see. Oh yeah, okay, so Thursday was awesome. So we woke up, I had a ton of time to study. Like, I got all my study in, had formation or training by my companion, and then we left to Benicoso, and we were at Benicoso all day on Thursday, which is, Benicoso is the village in our sector, and so, it was super awesome. So we had like four lessons, found some new people too, and, we're having like a missionary activity at Benicoso, next Saturday, or this coming Saturday, so that's gonna be super awesome. It'll be great. Like, our whole ward's going there, and like, so we like kind of taught them all how to like do OVB, which is like just kind of like presenting the brochure and stuff. And so like they're just gonna kind of like go and like get people, and then they're all gonna like come back at like, I think like 9 or 11 or something. And then we're just going to teach, like, a bunch of people. That, like, all the people that are interested, they're just going to come. We're just, like, we told all the members, just, like, go share a short message with them. And then tell them to, like, meet at this place. And then we're going to come, and we're going to teach all of them at once. And so it's going to be super cool. I'm super excited for it. It's going to be a really awesome experience. And so also, so then we went and taught. So we have, like, this family. Where, like, the dad works a lot, the mom doesn't, like, she likes the gospel, but, like, just kind of doesn't want to come to church. Like, she hasn't come to church. I haven't seen her, because it's, like, Benicoso is super far away from our church, and so that's kind of, like, why. So we're trying to get Benicoso, like, pretty established so that we can, like, because they're wanting to make a branch in Benicoso. So that then Benicoso can, like, become a sector, right? I've explained this a little bit before. And so, so they have, like, four kids. And they're four kids that come to church a bunch. And so, this next Saturday, we're going to have a baptism for them. After the activity at Benicoso. Then we're going to go, to the baptism and have a baptism for them, and hopefully by then Sir Sarah, her dad, has signed the paper so we can have like five people that we baptize this next Saturday. But anyway, so then sorry, there's like so much dust here, man. I've been like congested, but it's okay. Let's see, so then, oh yeah, I got fried, because I forgot to put sunscreen on, and like, the sun at Benicoso, like, it's just, like, a bunch of open area, so, like, I just got fried, but it's fine. Like, I'm, like, tan now, which is great. It's kind of nice. I just, like, tan really quick. Like, I burn, like, during the day, and then the next day, I'm just tan. But I've been putting, like, a lot of sunscreen on lately, so I haven't been getting burned, which is good. So then we went back to the church to do, like, a pre-interview for Sir Sarah, like, to get her ready for a baptismal interview that we were supposed to have on Friday, but her dad never signed the paper, so we couldn't have it. Let's see. So that was Thursday. Okay, so Friday is when, like,
the miracles start happening, man. Okay, so, like, the first miracle was the fact that, like, Sir Sarah wanted to get baptized. Because literally, like, when the first time I saw her, I was like, dude, there's no way she's ever going to want to get baptized. Just because, like, she literally wouldn't listen to a word missionaries would say. Like, when me and Elder Wabunga would try to teach her, like, she would not listen to us. Like, even when me and my comp were trying to teach her, she, like, wouldn't listen. But, like, now she's been listening and literally, like, wants to get baptized. Like, it complete change. Like, it just goes to show that, like, when the person's ready, man, like, they're ready. Like, it has nothing to do with, like, the people. It has everything to do with everybody in their own time. Or if, like, someone says something because they have the Spirit with them and then they're chanting. Like, it's all in the Lord's time. It's all not a person, man. Like, this is the Lord's work. It's not our work. Friday, I also got some pretty good study in. And we did some training. And then, after that, we did some Ovibe. Like, we left to the sector and did some Ovibe. Oh my gosh, yeah, I forgot about this. So, we were teaching these people, like, that we found. He's like, this group of people. And then, all of a sudden, like, these people, like, were just freaking out. We're like, what the heck? We turn around. And so, like, I guess somebody broke the top off of a propane tank. So, like, all this gas is just spraying out of the propane tank. And, like, they're freaking out. They're, like, throwing sand on it. And, like, they're just freaking out. Then they just, like, and, like, it's sketchy because, like, they're, you have, like, people cooking. So, it's, like, it's literally, like, just a bomb waiting to explode. Like, I'm just, like, holy cow, we're literally gonna die because we're close to him. Like, oh my gosh, what is gonna happen? So then they, like, grab the tank, like, stick it upside down in the dirt and just start throwing dirt over it. Like, they just completely cover the thing in dirt. And then, like, they just left it and it was ended up being fine. But, like, holy cow. So that was pretty sketch. But I'm good now. Like, I didn't die, and it didn't blow up, so we're good. So, yes, yeah, so that was pretty nuts. But then, after that, we went and taught this family. Oh, yeah, I forgot about this guy. Okay, so we're, like, teaching this lady, and, like, this guy just kind of, like, over, like, by the side, just, like, sleeping. And then he wakes up and, like, comes over, and, like, we, like, start talking with him. Like, we introduce ourselves, like, how, like, we're the missionaries, and so we start talking to him. And we asked the guy, like, when he woke up and, like, came over, we, like, asked him, like, oh, like, do you go to church? Like, which church do you go to? And he says he's a missionary, too. And we're like, oh, you're a missionary? Oh, like, what church are you a missionary of? He's like, oh, like, my own church, like, I'm the church. We're like, oh, you're the church. Okay. It's like, he just, like, goes on explaining to us that, like, he's a missionary that's trying to find some followers for his new faith. And we're like, oh my gosh, dude, like, this guy's a nut. Oh my gosh. So my comp, like, knows the scriptures, like, so well. So he just starts, like, pulling out, like, all these scriptures. He's, like, talking to him, like, teaching all this stuff. Dude, literally, like, at first, like, the guy was, like, looking at my comp, like, kind of, like, just, like, trying to, like, act like he... Like, he's just, like, kind of trying to, like, Bible bash us, kind of, in a way. But literally, my comp just, like, hushed him up. Like, the dude didn't even know, like, what. Oh, my gosh. It was so freaking funny. Oh, that was awesome. So then, like, it's, like, my comp, like, just totally, like. But, like, it was, like, in a way that, like. Like, it wasn't, like, in a rude way. Like, my comp just, like, knows how to just, like... Just, like... What's the word? I don't even know the word. Like, chastise a person with love. Like, I don't even know. Oh, my gosh. So, that was super funny to see. So, then after that, we went and... then we went and taught Sir Martin, and we were, like, just kind of teaching her, waiting for Sir Sarah to come home. And so then she came and, like, explained to us that I guess she was having trouble with her dad. Like, her dad, like, was just saying, like, he's not going to sign the paper and that, like, he doesn't want to sign it. And, like, she was, like, telling us how, like, she was just, like, crying, like, all night because she was, like, so sad about it. And
so it was, like, super sad. Like, her dad is, like, they were, like, explaining to us how, like, literally he just, like, he does not, like, he's just like that just to everyone. Like, if somebody calls him on the phone, like, he's like, no, like, ne pardon, ne pardon. Like, he's like, I just don't have time. Like, don't bother me. Like, oh, man. And so, but yeah, so then, like, we told her, we're like, okay, like, we're going to talk to him tonight. Like, when does he come home from work? And, like, they were, like, saying, like, no, like, he's not going to talk to you guys. Like, he literally refuses to see missionaries. Like, I have never seen him. Like, I've been in this sector for 3 months almost, and I've yet to see this guy, right? So I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, how is this going to happen? My comp was, like, dead certain that we're going to speak to him, right? And so, We just, like, found out, like, when he comes home from work, and then we're like, okay, like, we're gonna come back. And so then we had to, like, go to the church, because me and my comp had to go to the bathroom. So we go to the church, and after going to the bathroom, we, like, before leaving, we just decided to, like, say a prayer. That, like, we can just have the Spirit with us, and that, like, we'll just be able to, like, find a way to talk to her dad, right? And so then, like, after that, like, we just, like, felt the Spirit, like, we're like, okay, like, we're ready. I'm like, I just told my comp, I'm like, we're gonna witness a miracle. Like, this is, like, I just felt like something good's gonna happen, man. Like, it was awesome. So we go to the house, and, like, he was just, like, out, like, getting water from the well. And so we're like, oh, like, can we help you out and stuff? He's like, no, like, he's like, stop, stop, stop. Like, we're, like, trying to help him. He's like, no, like, stop, stop, stop. Like, I can do this.